Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Oh, yeah. All right, Charge, so there I was enjoying a brisk and beautiful 62-degree day in fall on the golf course, my happy spot. And I played great. Don't want to mention the score because that will set me up for bad karma and people will never give me strokes again. But I get home and it's all ruined because Roger effing Goodell has been given an extension. Oh, my God.
Oh,
come on. Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Why?
Yeah, this is just breaking right now, apparently.
Oh.
Roger Goodell has signed a contract extension to remain commissioner through 2027. He will have made estimated, because they hit his earnings once they change their tax status.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they estimate that he will have made, when this deal is done.
Let me guess. This is lifetime, right?
Yes, as commissioner. Became commissioned 2006. So this will be a 21-year ride.
$150 million.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Charge, but you way underbid.
Oh, darn it.
It'll be an estimated $700 million.
Oh my God.
Dollars.
Jeez.
Exactly. That will be
by his own team.
That'll be double more than any player in NFL history.
Now, you know why they keep bringing him back, right?
Well, business is good. And he knows how to stand up there like a barrel-chested dummy and take all the abuse and all the criticism and all the slings and arrows and insults from people like me.
That's exactly right. They are paying. He is the Ticketmaster of the NFL. He is there specifically to be hated, because that means the owners aren't hated. When they're paying him to be the lightning rod, they're paying him to be booed at the draft.
Right.
This is why he has the job. It's like Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster is in the business of being hated, so that when you are gouged on all those extraordinary fees and thinking that it's all going to Ticketmaster, but it's actually going to the venue and it's going to the band, they take all the heat. Same thing with Roger Goodell. For all the crappy decisions and all the missteps and everything else that the owners do not want to be attached to, they want him to be the lightning rod. And at $700 million, he's happy to do it.
For those that think, well, you know, he's done a good job for the owners, revenues are up, I ask you, what are Roger Goodell's two most innovative, bold, and daring moves that you said to yourself, wow, I don't know if I see that, but I guess we'll see if it works out. Go ahead, name them. Oh, wait. There isn't any. He has been riding on top of an unstoppable gravy train on the waves of pop culture in this country. The NFL is arguably more jacked up and distorted as a product than ever. It's not a good product from what you and I, Charge, grew up watching. Can we agree on that at least?
No. I can't agree on that. I think it's a very compelling product and always has been. No thanks to Roger Goodell. Don't get me wrong. He has not done anything to improve the game. I think the only thing you can say that Roger Goodell has as a legitimate feather in his cap, well, okay, I will give you the two things. One, he hasn't fucked it up. And I don't even know if he can.
That's not a resume but item.
That's it. And then number two is, and I think this is semi-legit, labor harmony.
Well, how has he achieved that? By what bold, daring move has he achieved that?
And it's not way, bold and, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's not bold and daring, but we have had, it's in his run, we have had almost entirely labor harmony. And I think that goes a long way, right? You know, everybody who's listening wants the NFL to happen and be a thing. And if, you know, strikes don't help. And the other sports have all had to deal with this stuff.
I mean, you could argue that these quarterbacks in the league right now are almost all of them wildly overpaid. It costs now $40 million a year for a QB that
who isn't good.
That your coach may not trust to throw a pass into the end zone.
That's right.
On third and goal from the 15-yard line, and instead will let the clock bleed down and kick a field goal. I'm looking at you, Mike McCarthy, you big fucking pussy. I mean, and the funny thing is, you know, because of Dak's short-ish deal, he's going to be in line to be wildly overpaid yet again.
I know.
In
I would
a short
do it.
Period of time. Is this year two or year three of this deal? I forget. Time flies.
No, this is year three or four of his current deal.
Go to spotrac.com if you can.
I will.
And see what his number is. But I was looking at some numbers from this past weekend in the NFL. Only two teams scored four touchdowns. Only like three teams cracked 28 points. These quarterbacks are overpaid. There's a ton of penalties. You can't touch anybody anywhere. The officiating remains maddeningly inconsistent.
Right? Oh, that is true. Yes. Jesus, it's terrible.
Right. With now, not just inconsistent, but real stains of perceived
bias. Absolutely.
Like the non-PI call that the Giants didn't get in Buffalo.
Correct. And in my case with the Vikings against Travis Kelce, who clearly they want to win, we had referees pick up a flag and politely ask a Chiefs right. player if he wouldn't mind putting his helmet back on right. so that he would not have to suffer the penalty. And it has gotten way, way worse.
Yeah.
And anything can be done to minimize their impact on the game would be, I think, viewed as a win. Dak Prescott is in the third of 4 years. Now, next year's deal is sizable. God. It's a biggie. His total cap hit next year, which tells you this is in reality the last year, is $59.5 million is Jesus the cap hit next God. Year.
Nobody has carried that number on their cap ever, correct?
As far as I know. Breeze had a gigantic hit 1 year at the end of his deal, but yeah, I can't imagine them just going, okay, we'll walk into that $59.5 million cap hit so that we don't have to, you know, re-up you.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to do it, and then they're stuck with a B plus quarterback for the next, you know, another 3 or 4 years. What do you think B plus is about right?
Wildly overpaid quarterbacks, teams that have problems scoring, rules that are quixotic and unevenly applied, and now hint and stink of favoritism. Mm-hmm. You've got sideshows like this Taylor Swift thing, which I still think is a work. I'm just waiting to see how it reveals itself a work.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that you are buying into my conspiracy theory on Taylor Swift?
No, I'm saying it's a work. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory. There is a difference there. You bought into why did she only play NFL stadiums, and I tried to politely explain the economics of luxury suites and market size. You didn't want to hear me on that.
But
that doesn't mean it isn't arranged by somebody, either their agents, publicists, or the two of them all together. I was taking a moment
that, but
to,
that was wait that but that was the whole point of what I was saying is that it was an arranged deal.
Okay
it was a manufactured deal.
I didn't necessarily disagree with your end premise. I just was saying some of the things you're pointing to as evidence, it doesn't make any sense, like the stadiums. She's not going to go play Ann Arbor in the big house where there's no luxury suites, the sound is no good, there's no lighting, there's no modern dressing room, all this other stuff that goes with it.
That was just one small part of the bigger conversation. But anyway,
but that weakened your argument. But I'm still with you that it is a work of some sort. I just don't know how. Have you seen how many ads, how much advertising campaigns Travis Kelce is in? It's insane.
They're nonstop. Good luck getting through one commercial break without seeing his face for something.
Yeah. It's crazy. So you got overpaid quarterbacks, teams that can't score in the red zone, rules that are stupid and or arbitrary and now stink of favoritism. You got all these safety rules that make the game less fun because you can't hit anybody anywhere. It affects outcomes of games like, the Browns-Niners game, which had a bad PI or a bad personal foul call that affected the outcome of the game there. You've got, you know, they're making you pay for Sunday ticket, but they still say, oh, but you want the London game? That you got to get Peacock for that. That's not included. Oh, you want the red zone? Oh, well, if the red zone only has one game going, they turn off the red zone. Sorry, you don't get that either.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't totally understand that. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, because they want to force you to go to the final 5 minutes of the game on Fox. You have to go turn on Fox and not watch Red Zone. But can't I just leave my can you just show me the Fox feed?
I know.
And just, you know, why does Red Zone have to end right then?
Do you know that the biggest game of the year coming up is going to be in Germany, and it's going to be on a pay per stream outlet? I think it's going to be on Peacock. It's the Dolphins and the Chiefs from Germany in 3 weeks.
I'm not going to watch it then. I'm not paying. I'm not going to. I already give the NFL enough of my money. I'm not
yes,
paying.
Yes, you're paying. Oh, no, you're going to pay. You're going to pay.
Even I will say no to that. And by the way, are they going to do. Why do they
hold
have
on a
to
second.
Have?
Hold on a second. Let me commit. It's on NFL Network, but it'll still be in Germany, though. And there's other games that are going to be sequestered, and this is going to be more and more. So, yeah, I still love the NFL. It's just I can't sit here and say the product is as good or better than it was before. It's just not.
The players are better.
Yes, yes. The state of the art is better. The athletes are better. The training is better. But have you noticed how they're getting hurt more and more?
Well, are they getting hurt more and more, or is it that we now actually care more or have to care more? It's been legislated in by the CBA or whatever, public opinion, to try to keep the players healthier more. You know, like the concussions, right? I mean, the concussion thing has changed dramatically.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody would say for the worse.
I think they might have gone a bit too far. But it's funny how sometimes they just sort of wave the whole concussion thing. Because there have been guys who've gone back into games going, why'd you let him back in the game? Did you not see how he was wobbling around there? Now, there's a couple college examples like that as well. Here's the thing about injuries, though. It looks like Anthony Richardson's out for the year.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It is too bad. And you could say that injury, shoulder separation happens on any given tackle at any given time. It just seems like it's happening a whole lot more. Count up the quarterbacks. I believe we're on pace yet again.
It's bad.
I believe we're on pace yet again to have a 64 QB1 season, meaning there'll be 64 starting quarterbacks. That was the number last year. Do you know
was
that?
Was it really? We had 64. All right.
Last year, a record number of quarterbacks started a game in the NFL, 64 different guys.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Think of all the teams that made it through the whole year with just their own guys starting. That means every team that did that had to have another team that went three deep to get to that number. Or four deep. I think one or two teams did. The Browns are now three deep, and this is the 10th time they've been three deep since 1999, and that's only tied for the most with two other teams, according to the graphic I saw.
So we are looking at, I'm just going to zip right through teams that have started more than one quarterback already. Or have at least seen guys who've been in the game, because like Mac Jones has been benched, he's been the starter.
Jets,
Patriots. Let's see, Browns. Yep.
Bengals. Colts. Bengals. The Bengals will soon, and the Dolphins will, if I know anything about Tua Tagovailoa.
Let's hope you're wrong, but that may be the case. That may
Colts
be the case.
Have,
now, Ryan. Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee, they come out of the bye. They're expected to start Malik Willis.
Who was, God, awful in the final minutes of that game in London.
It's bad. Will Levis might be they might go to Will Levis instead. That is possible. Raiders have had to use Aiden O'Donnell.
They're on
O'Connell,
three.
Rather.
Yes. Yep,
they're on three. And Brian Hoyer as well. They're on three. Giants, Tyrod Taylor was the starter last week. In Chicago, Tyson Bagent is your new starter.
The Commanders will lose Sam Howell at some point. He is taking an obscene number of sacks. I believe the David Carr sack record of like 74 sacks taken is potentially in jeopardy.
Zabe, you are understating it. He is on pace to obliterate that record.
What is that number, by the way? Did I get that right? Was it like 70-something?
It's 78, I believe.
78, okay.
Right now, Sam Howell is on pace for a spine-shattering 99 sacks. He has more sacks, and I'm not going to get this quite right. It rolled by my Twitter feed. He's absorbed more sacks than like the bottom seven or eight NFL teams combined in Sam Howell's body. It's unbelievable.
Daniel Jones has taken 28. And that number is only going to stop for the moment because his neck is all jacked up.
Of course it is.
Justin Fields was at 24. That's going to pause while he's out indefinitely because of his thumb.
That's right. Bryce Young missed a start, at least one. Andy Dalton got in for a while anyway. Derek Carr missed a start. Jameis Winston got in. I mean, it's a lengthy, lengthy list, and that's... But this is how the game works, right?
And the weird thing is, as we look ahead to the winter, not that I'm looking ahead because we're enjoying our ice cream while it's in our bowl, as we like to say, and we're enjoying the NFL season as it is. But I always kind of keep an eye on, okay, what's going to happen this winter? You got all these quarterbacks coming in, this golden quarterback class out of college, right?
Yes,
with big the class golden coming. Pony, yeah. Caleb Williams at the top.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're all going to fit. So many teams are either leveraged monetarily with a guy they've bought and paid, or they have a young quarterback that was already taken in the top five in the draft. They're still trying to nurse along.
There, like Justin Fields, yes.
Yeah, like I'm looking at open, easy spots for quarterbacks mm-hmm. next year. I don't see a whole lot. Commanders?
No. Commanders got their guy.
Maybe the Vikings, if you're out of Vikings, the Kirk business.
Yes, they are out of the Kirk business.
Maybe Tampa. Atlanta could probably throw away Desmond Ridder.
Oh, for sure. Not a probably. They would today if they could. If they had an a better alternative than Taylor Heineke, they would.
The Saints paid Carr. The Panthers drafted Young. They're locked up. The Niners.
Hold on. Pause for just a second, if you would. Derek Carr is no better than Andy Dalton was with the Saints, and he might be worse. And they might want out of that deal awfully fast. Carr has been bad.
So what are they going to want? They're going to eat the money?
Yeah, they could. He doesn't have a big... His deal is, not, as I recall, his deal is not particularly one that you can't get past.
All right. The Niners are in the Purdy business. Seahawks like what Geno's doing. He looks like he's not just a one-year surprise rebound.
Yep.
The Rams with Stafford, he still has a lot of money on his deal. I don't know what they're going to do with him. The Cardinals are 1-5 and are sitting on Kyler Murray, who they overpaid in a panic.
You know they're going to get out of that deal. They're going to do whatever it takes.
Sure.
Because he's so bad. Murray is just it's not even that he's a horrible quarterback. He's not. He's not a leader. He's not somebody that's going to rally the troops, and he's just an okay quarterback that's not worth the money on a contract that was signed by the old administration that they've entirely fired and washed their hands of.
Right. In the AFC, I'll start in the West. The Chiefs, obviously, nothing. The Raiders could be in business for somebody.
Definitely.
The Chargers, no. The Broncos mm-hmm. are going to have to eat more of the Russell Wilson shit sandwich contract, even though they're 1-5 and could be drafting high. The mm-hmm. Titans will be back in the market again, even though they've added Malik Willis and Will Levis the last 2 years. Yep. The Texans seem to have their guy. The Colts think they have their guy, but they got just a tiny glimpse of him, so you really don't know. The Jaguars are in the Sunshine Lawrence business. The Bengals have paid Joe Burrow an absolute mountain of money. The Browns, yeah, same thing to Deshaun Watson. The Steelers seemingly are into their late first-round pick, although who knows. The Ravens paid a mountain of money to Lamar Jackson. The mm-hmm. Dolphins are in the Tua business as long as he can keep his head from cracking like an egg. The Bills, of course, have paid up big time on Josh Allen. And the Jets are going to loiter around for at least one more year to let Aaron Rodgers come back and re-injure his Achilles or the other one, or who knows. I hope not. I'm just kidding. That leaves us with the hoodie at 1-5.
Yes, they've got to take a quarter. This is
can
why.
Can you imagine the hoodie landing Caleb Williams?
Yes, I can. Unfortunately, because who wants good things to happen to Belichick?
Nobody,
including me.
Right.
Nobody does. We want the worst for Bill Belichick because he's earned it. He's the biggest ass that has ever coached in the NFL, and that's saying a lot when Sean Payton is a coach in the NFL.
Right.
Right. That you only want bad things for him. And I was hoping, but I don't think it's going to happen now. I was hoping that the team would be bad enough that he'd just quit. But now the problem is they're going to be so bad that they're going to be sitting at the top of the draft, and he's going to be able to make his next Brady, or to at least go down trying.
Yeah, and it may not be Caleb Williams. There's a couple other guys who are really climbing the draft board at quarterback. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree
Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
All right, another thing real quick, then we'll finish on Best Buy discontinuing something that I think you, like me, will shed a small tear for. But first, Troy Aikman is twice divorced. He is now dating an absolute 34-year-old stunner by the name of Haley.
Didn't know that.
By the name of Haley Clark. You might want to Google her.
I'm Haley going Clark. On right now.
Haley Clark, Troy's new girlfriend, has been given a 2-year ban from Nordstrom.
What? After stealing. Yes.
After allegedly stealing nearly $4,000 in merchandise. In 2017,
did this just happen?
In 2017, Nordstrom accused then employee Ms. Clark of wrongfully using the store's employee privileges and rewards program, indulging $3,924.44 of unearned store credit and discounts. She denied the claims, but agreed to accept the 2-year ban to avoid criminal charges. So she's sort of like, she's like Tennessee taking a bowl ban without loss of scholarships. Like, all right, we'll take the bowl ban, but don't take our scholarships away. The allegations were serious enough that they had to be eventually settled in arbitration in 2019. Apparently she was hooking up friends and relatives with generous discounts. And, And the store was like,
so
hey,
generous,
what are you doing here?
She was stealing. Yes. That's extremely generous of
right.
her.
Right. So, Troy, I'm telling you, you may think it's love. You may feel it's love. I would be very, very careful, my friend.
She's got conniver written all over her. Now, did you know two things on Aikman? One, looking at, now that I'm Googling Haley Clark, Troy Aikman photos, do you know the dude's still ripped? He's got a six-pack.
Yeah.
Who knew? I had no idea he'd kept himself in shape like that.
He's in great shape. Give him credit for that.
Number two, did you watch Monday Night Football?
Bum, 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 bum. Yes.
Was Aikman drunk in that game? Because he was being weird and kind of funny, which is not him. I mean, it was, you know, there were jobs all over the place. Don't get me wrong. It was, you know, job this, job that, great job, good job, all that stuff. But he made a bunch of like cracks and jokes at his own expense, including the whole Jay-Z thing. It was weird.
Question. Do you know, when you mentioned his jobs report, is this because of me or did you come to this on
only,
your own?
No, only because of you. Only because of you.
So I said this morning on my show today, I said, you know, I got to say, I think Aikman is trimming his sails a bit. He's actually moving the needle on not being so utterly terrible. But maybe it's just me. Yes, and a lot of people said you're crazy. Well, one of my diehard listeners and a good friend of mine, Mike Hall, in Madison, Ohio, said, last week I sent you the jobs report, as we call it, for the Packer game, and it was terrible. Tons and tons of good job, heck of a job, this job, that job, everything else.
Yeah.
He said, I listened to the Charger Cowboy game while driving today after you mentioned the fact that he sounded better. I think you might have been onto something. The Aikman experience last night was different than the Packer game and when I listened closely last year. Out of the gate, there was just four jobs in the first 3 minutes of game time. I thought, here we go. We're off to a blockbuster game.
Game on. Yeah. That's right.
Then nothing the rest of the quarter, says Mike Hall.
He stopped gaming.
Nothing the rest of the quarter. The second quarter started with week six highlights of games. He commented on the job Jim Schwartz did against the Niners. Then he went the rest of the quarter again with no jobs handed out. The rest of the game, only six more jobs. I was stunned. There were 10 opportunities, six heck of a plays, but he seemed different. Maybe it's being in L.A. or his former teammates being there, but something was up. And now you're saying he sounded like he was drunk. Maybe he was high. Maybe he was on a gummy that was causing him to just... Hey.
I'm telling you, he was not himself in a good way. I was happy to have this new and different and exciting version of Troy Aikman instead of being really the worst color guy to ever have this level of access.
Just
right. There's never there ever been a color guy that has had more national games.
Nope.
And been this bad in the history of the NFL.
Phil Sims. That's pretty much it. Sims was really bad at the end of his career. And then someone finally listened and said, hey, Jim Nance, I know he's your buddy. I know you don't want to do this, but he's killing you. He's making you worse. We got to get him out of here. They gave him a cushy job in the studio, but still.
They did. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Now, keep in mind at the same time, so Phil Sims was just like on the A team or the B team. He wasn't getting Monday Night Football, right? You know, he was getting good bits, but not like that.
Charge, he was part of the A team on CBS. It was Nance and Sims. You know that. So
I know.
Anyway, so that said, let's switch gears here real quick. Pop culture front. Best Buy, the chain electronics giant based out of where?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Has announced that this will be the last Christmas for DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Pour one out. For the old compact disc, they'll still make them. Somebody said, they're not going to not put movies on DVD. I'm like, oh, no, they will. But Best Buy just is not going to stock them. They're not going to sell them. They're not going to sit there and look sad as Cuba Gooding's boat trip languishes on the shelf and then has to be tossed in the giant barrel of shame, as I call it, the $7.99 barrel. Just please take this thing.
Yeah, it's over for physical media at Best Buy. They've and you can, you know, the writing was on the wall 10 years ago or so when they changed, did a big management shakeup. That was the first thing to go, was half of their physical media. And now it's completely dead. And, you know, here's the thing that I still love about physical media, Zabe. It's yours. You own it. You know, nobody can take it away from you. As long as you've got a working DVD player, Blu-ray player, whatever, you can go watch your movie. We've seen many times, especially like online games that you buy for some console that you love in the moment. And then when the next version of that console comes out, they slowly turn off that store to the point that you can't even play it anymore. There's something to be said about just having your own stuff that's yours.
Not only that, but they are mutilating now because of political correctness and woke ideology existing works of television and movies, and you may not be able to get the original version sometime soon. For example, they don't play Diversity Day from The Office anymore when they do office marathons. It's deemed.
What do you mean? They cut that part out?
They skip over the episode.
Wow.
Right. One of the funniest episodes ever where Michael Scott in a cringe fest starts making all these stereotypes in an exercise meant to promote diversity.
That's right. Right.
Also, do you think they're ever going to make a movie as scathingly politically incorrect as Tropic Thunder again?
No, I'm shocked they got away with Tropic Thunder when they did.
I know.
I mean, it's probably what, 12 years ago. That's amazing that they got away with it then.
Yeah. Right. So that's why you need the physical media. I also will, for movies and things I really love, I'll listen to the director commentary. I will watch the extra features, the deleted scenes, and the trailer maybe for the movie for the things that really matter to me. I watched all of Christmas Vacation with the director commentary on. I know you hate the movie.
Oh, it's so bad.
I know.
It's so patently unfunny, but yes. That's why I would listen to the director's cut is A, I don't have to listen to these jokes not fall. And then B, I can just hope that whoever directed it, because it wasn't one of the good directors, like of the original Vacation, right? Whoever directed it trying to tell me about like how they tried to make it seem funny, which obviously didn't work. Yeah, that would be interesting.
So I just don't know what I'm going to do as my strategy, given that this is the first domino to fall. There'll be more to fall. Do I make a run at Best Buy this holiday season on Blu-rays, knowing they're getting out of the business? Will they actually discount them? One of the things that has deterred me from buying a lot of movies is the price. The price has been
they're expensive.
Outrageous.
Yes.
$22. A Blu-ray,
$30? Yeah. Right.
That's real. Absurd. $12. Yeah. $15 max. Don't play the whole, well, it's a new release. Hey, give a fuck. It's just a movie. Give me a fair price, I'll buy it. All right, last thing, real quick. Try to make heads or tails of this headline. You ready? Nebraska funeral worker fired after using sex doll of dead man he was tasked to collect.
Well, that guy doesn't need it anymore.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
That is a victimless crime right there.
41-year-old Ryan Smith was arrested on Friday of charges of burglary, criminal trespassing, and tampering with physical evidence after he saw the sex doll in the apartment of the Rock Creek Apartments where he and these funeral worker unit was dispatched to take a dead man to the morgue. And he said, oh, hey, I don't mind. Look at her. Looks like your owner is dead. Looks like you're just a hunk of plastic. How about we all take a roll in the hay, huh?
That's a whole new definition of sloppy seconds when the first guy dies.
Right. And you know that every good, hardworking, upstanding citizen of the great state of Nebraska said, God damn it, why did this have to be us?
Or, in the case of Nebraska, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's another way to do it. Hey, guys, don't forget, guillotine leagues are so damn fun. And there's still leagues going off. Yes, Charge, when's the cutoff?
Yes, we're still making them till roughly mid-November. So you can still get in a brand new, fresh guillotine league. 12-team leagues, because there's 12 teams, 12 weeks left in the season,
perfect.
Dave. So,
yes.
Yeah, lots of time.
Start a bonus league amongst your friends and your enemies. Play it deep into the holidays and have fun. GuillotineLeagues.com. Thank you, Church.
Talk
See
you
buddy.
Bye-bye.
It's a drum solo. Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh, get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop lying, will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.